I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Native Americans have often been misclassified in official COVID-19 case counts in the United States. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says to learn why, we simply need to follow the money and the trail of historic racism. If Native Americans are underreported, then funds can go to other people groups. As the money goes elsewhere, Hutchcraft says many Native Americans face very dangerous health conditions. One reservation in South Dakota, for instance, has 45 beds for an area twice the size of Rhode Island.
And then you have the Navajo Reservation, where the statistics right now are horrible. In fact, the Navajo Nation, if they were a state, they would be number 3 per capita in deaths from the COVID virus. In other words, you'd have New York, New Jersey, Navajo. Of course, nobody knows that because, once again, they are the forgotten people.
And the Middle East North Africa region, commonly known as MENA, is home to several of the world's hardest-to-reach unreached people groups. Unreached people groups are often the outcasts of society. Most people in the MENA region come from an Arabic heritage, which leaves non-Arabs on the fringe. Eileen Mardine works with believers trying to reach non-Arab unreached people groups in MENA. For security purposes, we can't describe specific projects, but we have details to drive your prayers for this Great Commission effort at missionnews.org.
God wants people from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation to be worshiping before the throne. And if there are people from these tribes, tongues, people, and nations who are not yet there at the throne, it's an important thing for the body of Christ to make sure that those people are represented.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunga Pandite. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.